Welcome to Come Follow Me Daily in 5 minutes or less. My name is Malia.
And this is Jose.
Episode 205, Mary, the Mother of Jesus.
Several women are mentioned in Matthew's pedigree of Jesus Christ. Tamar was from Adullam in Canaanite territory. Rahab was a Canaanite of Jericho. Ruth was a Moabitess before converting to Judaism. And Bathsheba was the wife of Uriah, a Hittite. Thus, all four were either non-Israelites or associated with non-Israelites. What can we learn from Matthew's inclusion of these four women in the genealogy of Jesus Christ?
First, it demonstrates that God had worked through Gentiles in the past, thus preparing Matthew's readers to appreciate the commission to teach all nations. That would come at the end of this gospel. Second, the mention of these particular women, each of whom figured in a controversy of some sort in the Old Testament, shows that in Israel's past, God had worked through people and situations that the Jews would not have expected, thus preparing Matthew's readers for the account that is immediately to follow, Mary and the virgin birth. Third, it shows all of us today that personal righteousness is not dependent on possessing the perfect lineage, since Jesus Christ's lineage was not perfect. Finally, the inclusion of women in the Savior's pedigree reflects the important truth that men and women are equal in the eyes of God.
Luke 1, and in the sixth month the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women.
And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God.
Long before her birth, prophets knew of Mary's sacred role as the mortal mother of Jesus Christ, and they identified her by name. President Spencer W. Kimball taught that in the world before we came here, faithful women were given certain assignments while faithful men were foreordained to certain priesthood tasks.
Elder Bruce R. McConkie, the Corn of the 12 Apostles, explained why Mary was chosen to be the mortal mother of Jesus Christ. As there is only one Christ, so there is only one Mary. And as the Father chose the most noble and righteous of all his spirit sons to come into mortality as his only begotten in the flesh, so we may confidently conclude that he selected the most worthy and spiritually talented of all his spirit daughters to be the mortal mother of his eternal son. Mary is a great role model for women. She exemplifies the attributes that a woman today should seek to develop in her life.
In the same way that Mary eagerly accepted her opportunity to be a mother, women today can prepare to fulfill their own divine potential as mothers. Sister Julie B. Beck, while serving as a counselor in the Young Women General Presidency, offered the following encouragement. Oh, that every girl and woman would have a testimony of her potential for eternal motherhood as she keeps her earthly covenants.
Female roles did not begin on earth, and they do not end here. A woman who treasures motherhood on earth will treasure motherhood in the world to come. And where her treasure is, there will her heart be also. By developing a mother heart, each girl and woman prepares for a divine eternal mission of motherhood. In my experience, I have seen that some of the truest mother hearts beat in the breasts of women who will not rear their own children in this life, but they know that all things will come to pass in their time and that they are laying the foundation of a great work.
A woman with a mother heart knows that the influence of righteous, conscientious, persistent, daily mothering is far more lasting, far more powerful, far more influential than any earthly position or institution invented by man. She has the vision that, if worthy, she has the potential to be blessed, as Rebecca of old, to be the mother of thousands of millions.
Now discuss with your family, what can you learn from Mary's faith? And that's it for today's episode of Come Follow Me Daily in 5 minutes or less. If you've liked this episode and think someone else would too, we would love for you to share it.